Time again for your letters. Joining me is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
What's happening, Tony?
Well, the mailbag, please.
We got a love letter of sorts. It's from Kelly Sparrow of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And it goes like this. Thank you so much, News and Notes, for being such an excellent source of practical and fantastic information for people of African descent. It's like a radio equivalent of the now defunct Emerge magazine. Tear, sniff.
And Kelly really did use those two words.
I enjoy the show tremendously. Please keep up the great work.
Well, we will, and thank you. By the way, Emerge magazine started publishing in October 1989 and continued through June 2000. Emerge was known for letting the nation's top black journalistic talent take on stories that the mainstream press ignored. Some of the people you hear today, in fact, on News and Notes Roundtable were contributors, including Joe Davidson. Interestingly, there was no Wikipedia entry for Emerge, which some of you out there may want to remedy.
Now, Zach Durgan emailed with this reaction to commentator Eric Kopaj's recent call for a White History Month. We must address the many culturally ingrained assumptions about whiteness, that it's more natural or more beautiful, etc. But the White History Month envisioned by Kopaj is nothing but a politically correct excuse for minorities to engage in the kind of bashing they condemn everyone else for. When did two wrongs don't make a right stop being a truism?
Meantime, Vladdy Goodman of Oakland emailed us to say our coverage of hip-hop, while admirable, is still missing something. I want you to actually seek out these hip-hop artists who are on independent and sub-popular record labels and ask them why they don't get the radio and video play of their major label counterparts. Hell, go even further and find a pop radio station or two and ask them why. Find a record executive or two and ask them why.
Well, Vladdy, News and Notes has done features on independent rappers, including Psalm One and the late J Dilla. We've even done a roundtable featuring indie rap label owner El Producto, and I recently visited Stone's Throw, an independent hip-hop record company in L.A. We'll bring a feature on that soon.
And now, a correction. Last Friday, Newsweek Entertainment reporter Allison Samuels said this in our preview of the Oscars.
As an African-American woman, you're not going to be Tom Cruise's girlfriend. Selma Hayek or somebody can be Tom Cruise's girlfriend, but they're not going to put an African-American in that role.
Well, that prompted several of you to email that Cruise, in fact, had a black love interest in Mission Impossible 2. She was Tandy Newton, who's appeared more recently in movies like Crash, The Pursuit of Happiness, and Norbit.
And speaking of Norbit, we got several letters reacting to Monday's commentary by Jasmine Canick. Canick criticized the film for the way it made her feel as a self-described overweight black woman. Here's Ross Gilling of Bellevue, Washington. It surprises me that Jasmine would cite two women, Oprah and Star Jones, who became successful in spite of societal perceptions of beauty, and at the same time blame those same societal perceptions for causing good people with great hearts to go unnoticed. The operative term in self-esteem is self. Eddie Murphy is not responsible for anyone else's self-esteem.
Our self-esteem is in your hands, so please be gentle. Send us your thoughts and opinions. You can do it by email or pick up the phone.
Call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Tony.